Hey, Zeta.
What?
Can I ask you about the you-know-whats?
No. I hate them. That's my statement.
You don't want to talk about why?
They're gross, they're weird, and they're aliens from a different universe. Good day, ma'am.
There's a creature we regularly encounter in our yard that my daughter hates so much, she will not speak its name. Other folks in the area have spotted them, too.
They're disgusting. They look like a hammerhead shark, a leech, and a piece of linguine had a baby.
I live in North Raleigh, where I have seen probably half a dozen of these over the course of the last few years.
A lot of people might think you could cut them with a shovel, but that will just double their population.
I did not recognize them at first as anything I'd ever seen before and found out they were a nuisance.
They're an invasive species, and when I can, I dispatch them in a humane way as possible. But yeah, they're nasty little creatures.
What Zeta, Dave, and Kathleen are describing are hammerhead flatworms of the genus Bipalium.
They've been spotted in North Carolina since at least the 1950s, but largely go unnoticed. We're on the trail of these slimy predators, from the suburbs of the American South to Southeast Asia and over to France. This is Creep, stories about creatures invading our space and changing the world around us. I'm Laura Pelliser.
And I'm Elizabeth Friend.
Let's not take up any more of Elizabeth's time.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'm the intruder here, so thank you so much for...
Sure.
The spring of 2020 was an unsettling time. It seemed the whole world was getting weirder. On a quiet side street in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, a group of neighbors began coming together to try to make sense of it all.
Do you have a name for this gathering amongst yourselves?
Well, they're relatively derogatory, like drinking in the road or... Friday happy hour. Friday happy hour. And it's been going on since late March 20...
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, we started out sitting at the ends of our driveways, yelling at each other.
How was your week?
Yeah, but it was so nice. You know, it's when you couldn't see anybody, so it was so nice to get out and yell at people at the end of their driveways. And then we got braver and got closer.
A little bit closer.
And we spread the chairs out 6 feet with masks.
Yes,
and now
we did that.
We're back, kind of back to normal.
But we haven't stopped this because it's too much fun.
That's Tracy Davenport and Jane Cousins, along with Steve Preisler, Fearon Sledge, Maria DeBrun, and Alan Snavely. They're all longtime residents of the Pinebrook Estates neighborhood. On this particular Friday, they've brought chairs and drinks out to the side of the road. The mood is laid back. They catch each other up on news, wave to dog walkers, and track a hawk in the pines that tower overhead. Last summer, they started tracking a different sort of creature. Here's Steve.
I was on the side of my house, and I saw this. I didn't know whether it was a snake or a worm, and it was about 7 inches long. And it, you know, had this hammerhead shark head. And I go, well, that's wild. So I took a picture and, you know, described it to my neighbors. Actually, I put him in a jar, but he got away.
Oh, so, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He got away.
Tracy and Steve got to work researching the mystery worm.
Do you remember what you Googled when you first looked for them?
Worm / snake with strange shaped head, like triangular shaped head or trident shaped. Well, it didn't take long, but I was horrified and I wanted to spread that horror, which I did.
When I discovered hammerhead worms in my yard nearly a decade ago, I felt the exact same way. The more I read, the more irresistibly gross they seemed. I was fascinated.
Well, the first time we found it, we didn't know what we were dealing with, and we kind of just backed away slowly.
Yep.
And then I took to Google, like one does, and that's why I was curious about how you search for it, you know, because I went through that process also, trying to figure out how do I describe this alien beastie.
These are muscular worms. The ones I saw were tan with brown stripes, up to a foot long. Compared with most worms, they are fast and sleek. That's because they are predators, feeding on earthworms, snails, slugs, and sometimes each other. Hammerhead flatworms glide using cilia to move across a bed of mucus secreted from their undersides. It's known as a creeping sole. They use chemical receptors along their crescent head to track prey, pin down their dinner, and secrete a dissolving enzyme, melting the victim's flesh. Then they slurp it up. If the earthworm is too big to be consumed at once, it's left bloodied and partially flattened, like a balloon animal gone horribly wrong.
But I think that this is happening in neighborhoods all over the place.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Where people find this thing in their backyard and they go, what is it? How did it get here? What do I need to do about it?
Right.
This habit of devouring earthworms is what worries the neighbors at Pinebrook Estates. Many are gardeners who look to earthworms to aerate and improve the soil.
I'm raising worms in a bucket, like red winglers for compost and adding them to leaf mulch. But I know that that's what they hunt. So
you've got to keep your eyes peeled.
A year of Friday happy hours helped these neighbors weather the pandemic and transform proximity into community. It also created a space where they could come together and evaluate this previously unknown and now unwelcome addition to their shared landscape. Life may be going back to something like normal, but residents here are still on the lookout for hammerhead worms.
Every time you dug into the ground, you'd think, am I going to see one of these things?
Nothing wants to eat it.
Right. Well, how are we going to get rid of it? How do we kill this?
Yeah, or get rid of it in the...
Or eradicate it. Yeah. That was your... Did you find out?
No.
There are a lot of big questions that still need to be answered about these flatworms, including just how much of an impact these hungry predators are having on local ecosystems. Enter this man.
Professor Justin, and I am working at the Muséum National d'Histoire Naturelle in France, but you can say National Museum of Natural History in English.
Professor Jean-Louis Justin is an expert on predatory species. I reached him through Zoom at his home in the suburbs of Paris.
I'm sorry, I have the noise of the rain on my roof.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Noise on wind. Wind and rain. Okay.
Nearly a decade ago, he got an odd email, which contained a photo from an amateur naturalist named Pierre Gros.
So he sent me a photograph of a fur species. What was odd was that 2 weeks later, he sent me the photograph of another species in the same garden. And then I really thought, well, this man is joking. So I contacted him by telephone. We had a long conversation. And he was perfectly sincere.
This amateur naturalist was finding flatworms never before seen in France. Multiple new species, all in his own yard. So Professor Justin needed to know, were these things really on the loose in the country? And if so, just how prevalent were they? He reached out to the public with a question.
Have you seen this worm?
Kind of like the scientific version of stapling a neighborhood with lost cat posters.
And to my extreme surprise, we received hundreds of reports. Hundreds. People had been finding these swarms in their gardens for years, but they just did not know what to do with them.
People sent in photos, even an old videotape recording from 1999. Gardeners, outdoor aficionados, folks probably much like the Pinebrook Estates Friday Happy Hour crew, had been doing the work of documenting these alien species.
The worms have been there for 2 decades, at least. Not a single scientist had published anything about them. So the public knew there were worms, but the scientists did not.
Once he started looking, he found hammerhead flatworms everywhere.
Whether you spot it in a garden in Europe or on the sidewalk in the South, the gleaming, mucus-covered flatworm is a long way from the region it once called home.
Of course, they don't swim, they don't fly. So how is it possible that they are everywhere around the world? It's because they were moved by human activity. They are generally moved with plants in pots. So man is responsible for the expansion of his species everywhere.
Like so many invasive species, this worm hitched a ride inadvertently, scooped up along South Asian plant specimens, possibly in Vietnam. The Latin name, Bipalium cuins, derives from the Kew Botanical Gardens near London, England, where the worm was spotted oozing through a greenhouse in 1878. By 1901, it had migrated to American greenhouses, and from there into the outdoors, flourishing along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts from North Carolina to Texas. In a similar manner, it's found its way to roughly 100 other countries around the world.
Hammerhead flatworms are mostly harmless to humans, but...
For the hammerhead flatworm, the normal prey is earthworms. Earthworms are extremely important for the ecology of the soil because they make holes and they bury things and they move earth. If you add another species that eats these earthworms, you will change the ecology of the soil itself.
Given that they've been in parts of the South for decades without reports of serious damage to local ecosystems, some biologists argue hammerhead flatworms haven't proven to be too much of a threat, but their impact also hasn't been widely studied.
Researchers at North Carolina State University say it's possible their numbers are on the uptick, but they note it's also possible that we're just more aware of them. The rise of cell phones, digital cameras, and the internet have made it easier to snap and share pictures of these creatures. And they are horribly photogenic in the worst way.
No matter where they live, nothing seems to want to eat hammerhead flatworms. They have no natural predators. Local wildlife tends to find their toxic slime unpalatable. But that slime is a miracle of adaptation.
These land flatworms, they have achieved something incredible. The flatworms have a very fragile skin. It's made of a single layer of cells, and it's clearly not made to survive on Earth. And these flatworms, they have managed to survive on Earth. And clearly this is incredible.
That bed of mucus they secrete, that creeping soul, allows them to glide through a world that would otherwise tear them apart. They appear as strange aliens exploring our gardens and sidewalks in a protective suit of slime, venturing forth like deep-sea divers or astronauts from another realm.
You can't kill hammerhead worms by crushing or cutting, because that's mainly how they reproduce, by splitting themselves in two. Once or twice a month, the worm sheds a section about a centimeter long, which immediately begins to move on its own, though it can take more than a week to grow a new head. These impressive survival skills mean residents of France and Pinebrook Estates will be sharing space with a hammerhead flatworm for a long time to come.
There are no chemicals targeting this species. If you have them in your garden, you can pick them one by one with hands and destroy them, but that will not suffice. When a land flatworm is established somewhere, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. The key is prevention. The key is not to be invaded by other species in the future. Try not to import anything from everywhere. So do not import flower pots from everywhere just because it's a little bit less expensive than producing them in your own country.
For the hammerhead flatworm, the damage may already be done. Professor Jean-Louis Justin says global warming is exacerbating the problem. It's helping them to spread into new territories. Meanwhile, Justin is also moving forward and he set his eyes on another predator.
It's very bad news. It's very bad news that this New Guinea flatworm is spreading everywhere in the south of US. It's already in Florida, it's in Louisiana, a few records already in South Carolina, North Carolina. We can predict that it will be everywhere where it is hot enough.
Are you more concerned about this species than you were about the hammerhead flatworm when you first saw that spreading elsewhere? Because I hear it in your voice that you are very concerned about this one.
The New Guinea flatworm is probably more a danger than the hammerhead flatworm, because the New Guinea flatworm is a predator of almost everything. It will eat any species of snail. It will eat also a variety of invertebrates on the soil. And it has been classified among the 100 most invasive species in the world.
Early detection is critical to preventing the spread of invasive species because it provides a window of opportunity to take action before the species becomes well established. Everyday observers, like the neighbors at the Pine Brook Estates, or amateur naturalists anywhere, can help.
Gardeners, they know exactly what they have in their garden. If they find something new, something they've never seen before, well, they know it's a new species. Citizen science is key for this research.
You can contribute by signing up to a site like inaturalist.org or using the Early Detection and Distribution Mapping System app to track what you're seeing.
And if you have questions about what's showing up in your backyard, contact local researchers or wildlife officials.
CREEP is a production of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, in partnership with the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. You can learn more about the series at wunc.org/creep. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you know every time we have a new episode for you. We'd also love it if you wrote us a review and shared CREEP with a friend you think might enjoy learning about the fascinating creatures all around us.
Charlie Shelton Ormond is our producer. Amanda Magnus is our editor. Jenny Lawson is our audio engineer. And Lindsay Foster Thomas is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Quilla. I'm Laura Pelliser.
And I'm Elizabeth Friend.